What could have come out of my mouth? You got a little cop for you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
Easy, Toots.
Hey, can you say that?
I just did.
Oh, my God. I don't like that.
Yeah, and I didn't like her telling me to watch the game again.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
I'm not going to do it again.
Toots. Wow. Look at my man with the haircut. Hey, yeah. Real quick. Grandy's back there holding it down with Evan. And I got to tell you this because you and Evan don't know. So every time Grandy walks by the window looking into the studio, I can see him. He sees me.
Yeah, I know.
So we have this thing where he won't go all the way past the second window until I give him the what's up. And it reminds me of what the NBA players do with the different handshakes. You know, each one has a style, which is so fascinating. LeBron, Curry has a handshake with every teammate.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and Grandy had that.
Okay. I don't.
I just had to let it out.
Okay. I threw this out before the break, and boy, we got some responses. And what I said was.
Or I said it.
You didn't. I simply said. Right now, if you're a Niner fan, if I gave you 10-7 and playoffs, are you taking it? And my answer is absolutely. I would absolutely take that right now. Guru, of course.
And I want to add one before you go to the calls.
Now, don't say, is Ayuk there? That's my point.
You know what? I feel like they're not winning the Super Bowl at 10-7. Oh. Obviously, they can. But if they were 10-7, Steiny, there's something bigger to play than the record. Something went wrong. That's why I would say I wouldn't take it.
Okay. I would. I don't think any team would. I mean, playoffs are the playoffs.
That's a
I'm giving you the playoffs, and you don't want
they're trying
it.
To win a window, Super Bowl window, bud. But yeah, it starts exactly. with the playoffs.
Exactly. Let's go to David in San Jose. Hey, David, how you doing, buddy?
Steiny, Goo, what's going on,
hey,
man?
Talk to us.
Hey, Goo, thanks for explaining to us how a window works. I appreciate that, man. I got a little laugh out of
that
here.
Hurt. Wow.
Goo, you cracked me up, man. And you can tell, Steiny ain't feeling none of it today, man.
Boy.
But, I got to tell you, you got to take 10-7, man. I mean, it's a Super Bowl hangover year, right? I mean, they've been going deep in the playoffs every year. And so the fight last year was for that number one seed, man. And I just... There's a lot of things going on with this team right now where, you know, the number one seed, yeah, they have all the talent. It's not all in-house, but everything went right for us last year, you know, even coming back and winning those games. And so at the end of the day, I think our goal is not the number one seed, man. And we kind of need to be reevaluated and just win the NFC West. 10-7, my mind, wins you the NFC West. And that gets you in the playoffs. That gets you a home game. That gets you that first win.
Yeah.
It's an extra game this year, but, I mean, that's kind of what we got to do this year, man. We got to reset expectations, man. I mean, it's still Super Bowl or bust. I just don't think it's the number one seed. And 10-7, you got to take it right now. So sign me up, man.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
Who doesn't want to sign up real quick here on the YouTube chat, Uncle Looney, stealing my thunder. He said 10-7 would mean something went wrong.
No. 7-10 means something went wrong. I could absolutely see the 49ers having what we think is a okay season, and they go 10-7. And maybe that's who they are this year. You know why? Because last year doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, I get that.
Ryan's in Irvine. How you doing, Ryan? What's going on, my man?
I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
I agree with you. Expectations need to be adjusted, and 10-7 and in the playoffs, yeah, I'll take it. I think the NFC is improved. There's going to be a lot more competition just to get that 10-7 and make the playoffs. But here's my take. What does it matter if they're a wild card team or they're the number one seed? Either way, they're going to lose in the NFC championship or the Super Bowl. And I'm just this is a defense mechanism because, I mean,
I
obviously
you.
I want them to win, but I'm a realist. And here's the deal. anytime they're a wild card team, they lost in the NFC Championship. Anytime they're a one seed, they got to the Super Bowl and lost. So here's our only hope, because Kyle Shanahan is not going to change. I can guarantee you in the biggest moment, he's going to get tight. He's going to make a mistake. So the only hope we have is that Brock Purdy continues ascending, growing, and makes up for Kyle Shanahan. That's our only hope of winning the Super Bowl, which is, I mean, that's what we all want. That's my take.
Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day, man.
He said expectations maybe have to be altered a little bit. Is that because of Ayuk and because of Trent Williams, or is it because we have to acknowledge that after going to the Super Bowl last year and having to start all over again, it's going to be harder than last year?
Yeah, and you got a first-year defensive coordinator. Now, that could, it could be a great thing, right? But I think there's pressure there for Sorensen's, a unit to kind of live up to what the Niners have been in the past. And why I feel like he's dealt a bad hand is, again, the obvious, no Greenlaw. And then when you say what you just said about the obvious, with right now, currently, no Trent Williams and no Brandon Ayuk, how could anybody say something's going to be greater?
You never know. You never know. Mm. And I think football is a little different than the other sports in terms of if Brandon Ayuk's not there, Debo's going to get the ball more. Can he do more? Kittle will get targeted a little bit more. What about Jennings? Can he get better next year? That's what you would have to expect would happen. Kevin's in Hercules. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Steiny, Guru, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, just a quick point. I think it's a little crazy that Guru wouldn't take the 10-7 in the playoffs. Here's why. You can eat, and he has a point. If you go 10-7, I think something did go wrong. But who's to say that something doesn't go wrong the first couple of games, and then we go on a tear?
Mm.
And now nobody wants to see us at 10-7 going into the off. Now we have momentum. Who's to say we don't? I wouldn't say we'd go 0-7, but I just don't want to do the math for you.
Right.
But let's say we go 0-7, and then we win 10 games right away after the 0-7. Boom, now nobody wants to see us in the playoffs. And I agree with every caller as well. Like, dude, we going to the NFC Championship, we going to the bowl, and we lose anyway. The first seed is almost, I wouldn't say overrated, because obviously home games are important. But once we get in there, I mean, we don't really finish. You know what I mean? So I would take 10-7. I would take 10-7 for sure. And I think the 10-7, the type of 10-7 that you get going into the playoffs is important.
Yeah, so, you're right.
And then that's my point.
Nah, that's a good one.
That's a great rebuttal, Donnie. Like, what if you're that 10-7 where it's like, uh-oh, and then fixed it? He said it. I'm just saying, I'm one of them to get step back and be like, that's a hell of a
I allowed for the possibility that they could start 10-0, lose 7 in a row, still make the playoffs. Or could start 0-7, win 10 in a row, and make the playoffs. I'd take either one. I would take either one. As long as we're in the dance, I'm not scoffing at it. Remember, you can't win the Super Bowl if you don't make the playoffs.
In my world, is you can't dance unless you're at the party.
The same thing. We're agreeing. Yeah. Daryl's in D.C., nation's capital,
Chocolate City.
What?
Hey, Steiny.
Hey. I was telling Steiny they call the nation's capital Chocolate City. He looks perplexed. Can you back me up on that?
Yes, they do. They definitely did call it Chocolate City out there. But it's getting a little diverse out here. So, Guru, I think you're tripping just a little bit, my man. Just a little bit. I think the 49ers taking 10-7 this year throughout everything, I think that's a win. And this is my personal take. I believe this is probably going to be the hardest year for Shanahan and the coaching staff. Because I believe that since now that you don't got Brandon Ayuk, you're probably not going to have Trent. It's going to be harder for the rotations for the offensive line. He's going to expect more from the wide receiving core especially from the young guys. So we don't know who's to say that the rotation that we're going to have at the offensive line is going to be the same by the, by week eight, which is probably half of the year. Then you're putting more emphasis and more on the defense, trying to get them off the field. So you're putting more pressure on the linebackers, the DN, the corners, even the safety. So I think that's going to cause a big problem. So I think this year probably is the biggest year probably for Shanahan coaching due to the fact of these holdouts. Well, and this is my personal opinion.
Appreciate it, Dow. Thanks for the call.
Now that Daryl is going worst case scenario, Stoney, he's saying no Trent or Brandon. I find that highly unlikely. But again, if that were the case, of course it's going to be more difficult.
There's only one Chocolate City, and that's Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Stoney, I've never heard of stop.
You've never heard of Hershey?
No, I have, but I've never referred. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that if you are walking down the street in Hershey, Pennsylvania, that it smells like chocolate?
That I did not
literal
know.
Chocolate. That I did not know. It smells like. It is just wonderful. What a place. And then, Goo, get this about Hershey, Pennsylvania. And, Evan, you can listen in, too, to this. I want you to close your eyes.
I'm not.
And think of a street lamp. A street lamp.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I want you to picture Hershey Kisses at the top. Get it? That's what the street lamps look like. They have Hershey Kisses at the top that look like Hershey Kisses.
We get it.
Do you get what I'm saying?
A little overkill, but yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Would you like to know that there's actually three cities that are nicknamed Chocolate City?
Atlanta. Well, course, I forgot Atlanta.
Of course, York in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C., and Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there isn't just one chocolate city.
You don't get
count
anything.
Count the bucket.
Yeah.
No, that's a bucket.
That started for
that's
me,
Sam. That's an and one.
Oh, stop.
That might be an and one. Joseph's in Illinois. Man, we've had them from all over the country today. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing
all right.
Today?
Well, what do you got, baby?
Well, listen, let me say this to you. John Sally, the former Piston basketball player, Bulls, he played for the Bulls and Lakers as well, said something that
John
to me
Sally.
Was so profound. Yes. Do you remember him?
Sure.
Yeah, we just had him on the show not too long ago.
Brief appearance.
Okay. Well, he said something. He said, you don't get what you're worth, you get what you negotiate. That's so true. Mm. And when I look at IU and Williams, in my opinion, they're holding out because they feel like their value is more than what the team is offering. When I look at Williams, he's probably loaded with money in his bank, playing this. I'm 36 years old. Why should I have to go through all this?
Yeah.
And so he's just chilling. And he can retire today. Say, hey, you know, good luck. God bless you. 49ers. Ayuk is on his fifth year of his rookie contract. I want to know, did they have the same disdain toward Nick Bosa, you and your fans, when it came to Nick Bosa compared to Ayuk? Did you guys scream the roof off the top, get in there, Nick Bosa, get in there, stop holding out?
But
did the fans of the city, San Francisco, have that same disdain?
Real quick here, I see what you're putting down. But Nick Bosa is four times more talented than Brandon Ayuk. So that's why I can't go. I know what point you're trying to make, but it doesn't hold up because one player is probably one of the most dominant defensive ends in the game. And as much as I love Ayuk, he's not Jefferson or Lamb or one of those guys. So it's different.
Well, let me answer this question. Purdy is supposed to re-up. Next year.
Okay.
I heard somebody in the front office saying, hey, we're gonna give him top dollar. He's gonna supersede everybody. How do you think that locker room feels when they hear that?
My partner brought that
and
up.
And let me say this to you. Well, is he willing to take the Mahomes route? Take less money. Nobody's better than Mahomes in the NFL. He may be the best quarterback in NFL history after said and done. Is he willing to take less money so that he can surround the team with much better players in the long run? Or is he willing to say, I know what, I want the top dollar. I don't care who you surround me with. Just let me get mine. See, Mahomes didn't do that.
Right.
If anybody should be the top quarterback, it should be Mahomes.
Right.
He, you know what? He humbled himself. I want to win Super Bowls. I want others to be able to get paid as well. And I want to be surrounded with a good defense, offensive line. And even when he had less squad, talented wide receivers last year, guess what? Put Purdy in with the Kansas City Chiefs last year with that team. Are they going to the Super Bowl? Mm. Are they going to win the Super Bowl? There you go.
Yeah.
God bless you, gentlemen. As a Christian, Jesus loves you, Steiny, Kirby, Mark.
Like, hey.
Yeah. That was great. But I've answered the last question.
I get a Jesus loves me so infrequently, I would have liked to hear it play out.
Evan, I was.
So you did hear it.
Yeah. Well, wow.
Would have faded at the end.
But they wouldn't have won without Mahomes. With Purdy. But the race point he's trying to bring up doesn't fly because I'm a stoppage, Johnny. You know I'm Malcolm X when I need to be. Only because Bosa is four times better than Brandon
Ayuk. How'd you come up with four times?
Well, three.
Well, you could have even said he's twice as good.
Well,
I'm just wondering how your mind
thinking
works.
Thinking big these days.
Well, it's the point. The point's a good one about Purdy.
That was your thing, but
thank you.
That's what I asked. Are we counting pockets? And I'll wait for the guys Willard and Dibbs to come in. Like Steiny, do you really think that's bothering? Like you think Ayuk or just real quick, Trent wouldn't have been playing this card even if York had set a throwaway line? Like you think they're really like, oh, I got to get mine before Brock gets it. Brock could get hurt, like you said. There's so many scenarios that could play out that impede what we think is going to be the the inevitable. But come on, you really think guys are? And I asked you this yesterday, and you kind of didn't
like
run from it.
I feel
it.
Like you're missing the point. I do. I feel like you're making it about Purdy, and it's got nothing to do with Purdy. It's about the owner of the team prematurely saying that this guy was going to reset the market. A guy who's only played a year and a half.
So what would that do to me, though?
That would piss me off as a player, especially if I've been here longer than Brock Purdy.
But you would
have done it for a year and a half. Right.
But
like you're asking me if I would be upset.
No,
I'm just telling you, it would catch my attention.
But I find it fascinating that you say you can compartmentalize the upset because it sounds like you would be upset at the person that the owner is saying. But you're saying
I'm upset with Jed York.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with Purdy, only he's the player that he mentioned. Who was their best rookie last year? 49ers' best rookie last year.
Jake Moody.
Jake Moody.
Wow, great call.
Hey, that's exactly right. If Jed York would have said, I'll tell you what, we got the best kicker in football. He's going to reset the kick. It doesn't work as well with kickers. Yeah. But what I'm getting at is, you're damn right. The owner saying that a player with as much experience as Purdy will unequivocally reset the market when you have veterans on that team that are still looking to get paid and want to make as much as they can, absolutely positively, I would say, what about Tre'Varius Ward?
But what?
I'm asking you about Ward. How long has he been in the NFL?
What, 2-3 years?
Okay, so
this is a champion. We got a championship to win. We ain't got this is a championship locker room. We ain't got time to be fiddle-daddling, worried about who's going to get paid because the owner cited one guy.
We do have to worry about that.
We got a chip to win. And by the way, the guy the owner said is going to reset the market is Billy Badass on the field. So he's doing his part.
Don't you realize, compared to the other players on the team, he hasn't proven it like they have.
So what are you going to do at your job, Steiny? I'm asking. I'm really asking. You're not going to half-ass because you're mad at those. Those words mean nothing when you go to play the games.
You asked me if I thought that would be a dynamic in the locker room. And absolutely, positively, my answer would be yes.
That's wild.
And the reason my answer would be yes is because if I'm a grizzled veteran on that team and I have put in 8 years of blood, sweat, and tears broke my back over every single contract negotiation I've ever been involved in, and now – The owner is telling me a quarterback who's played all of 21 games will reset the market. You're darn right. I'd be like, damn, really? Already you're saying that? How about let it play out a little longer? And you know what? Maybe when Jed York said that, he planted a seed with McCaffrey and Ayuk and Trent Williams that you better get yours now, because this guy, like, we've already determined. Like, and I get it, Ayuk might come in. But the reality is the owner already said, we're going to let the quarterback reset the market. Why won't he say that about Brandon Ayuk? Brandon Ayuk's a top 10 receiver. Nobody thinks that Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in football. All right? Nobody thinks that. He's good. They're going to reset the... Your owner said, we have a quarterback who's like top 10, top 12. He's going to reset the market. I understand it's a different position. Hey, we got a wide receiver that's top 10, top 12 too. Well, he's got a scratch and claw. I get it. Wow. I totally get it.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I disagree, but I know
you disagree. You disagree that like you can't imagine that there's 49er veteran players right now that they heard Jed York say that a guy who's just come into the league a year and a half ago, while he's been terrific, is going to reset the market.
It's twofold, because I know where you're going, but words mean nothing. And now, had he got the deal, then talk to me, Stein, and I feel like, man,
we have a difference of opinion.
But, and I got real quick, Green Bay is not the Niners. So you're saying the Packers are basically essentially dealing with that then. Looking at Jordan Love is, how the hell this dude just come in here, quarterback one season, and get paid? Now, they don't have the winning in the history as the Niners, but wouldn't those veterans in the Packer locker room be thinking the same way? How the F did this dude get that bag this fast?
He got the bag this fast because he apparently has shown an incredible amount of potential in a short period of time there.
Okay.
And they had the opportunity to give him a new contract. Brock Purdy is still working on his next big contract. So when you what if Brock Purdy stinks this year?
Is he
still going to reset the market?
And I'm sure, no, he would not.
Thank you.
And I think York knew that, Stoney, when he just said, I don't want to call it a throwaway line, but
it's not a throwaway line.
Purdy was good, and he's been good. But I guess I'm blown away that you think the vets, and hey, nobody knows if you're wrong or right, that the vets are going to hold on to those words by the owner to where it's a problem ASAP. From something that's not going to happen most likely until another year.
It's an intangible. Mm. But you're... look, it would be like...
Give it to me.
It would be like Nahigian saying, hey, somebody who just got here.
Okay, gotcha.
Just got here. I tell you what, I know he's just gotten here, but this guy's going to reset the market. Well, I've been here for 10 years. Guru's been here for 8. There's a... Why would the owner say the guy who's only been here a year is going to reset the market? How about the other guys resetting the market?
Gotcha.
Why do you think Trent Williams wants to reset the market? 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, we'll talk more on the other side.
Personality. He's a brother.
Yep.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit is set for Wednesday, September 4th. It's a week from tomorrow. Once again, we're going to be live from beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, they'll be there from 2 to 4. Then all the hosts will be on from 4 to 6. Get ready for another great football season. Come on out. Join the fun. Everybody, welcome. First come, first served. John Sally. Here's what I'll say.
And we had a guy reference John Sally today.
Every single player on the San Francisco 49ers knows that when Brock Purdy gets paid, everything changes. Everything.
Is that a good or bad thing? That's what I guess I'm saying.
It's not a good thing.
Because how it affects the players coming up and Brock is based on your merit and what you're bringing to the table.
Right, right, right. And so after 20 games, this guy's going to reset the quarterback. Like, listen, I don't know if it goes from point A to point B, but I think it's very possible that Trent Williams hears, oh, boy, they're what? They're already committing to this guy resetting the market.
I got
to
do this to you.
And
let's say Trent Williams was 30, 30-year-old Trent Williams. Do you think he would be doing this after hearing that? If just based off your premise, Donnie, right. I don't think so. I think Trent Williams is doing this because he's 30 effing six and he knows the end is near.
Okay.
And he's trying to get the last payday and he's like, I'm better than these
Why
dudes.
Why is Ayuk doing it?
That
he's doing it
because it's smart.
He's doing it because he knows that if he has to play on the 14, he ain't making as much next year
right.
with Brock Purdy getting paid.
Right.
Okay. So there it is. Like, that is a factor.
But he's had options.
Why did Christian McCaffrey want to get paid?
It may have
something to do with the owner saying, we're going to pay the quarterback in a year. And McCaffrey saying, well, you know what? That gives me a window right now.
But why was that so easy? The McCaffrey.
Because he's a higher priority. Mm. The point is,
all right,
let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you going? How's it going, guys?
Hey.
You know, I agree with you, Stoney, with, you know, saying that Jed York saying something as stupid as what he said, especially with Brock's. And I like Brock Purdy. I'm hoping that he's going to keep getting better. But you know, you can't say things like that. And I think Trent Williams, I don't like what he's doing. They reset the market with him 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They made him the highest paid lineman. They made him the highest paid lineman in football, and now he doesn't want to honor his contract. I don't get that, you know, and I don't get that. And I think he's being a jerk doing it. You know, especially what they gave him. And then Ayuk, they can't, you know, the wide receiver market is the way it is. But I just think that the same thing with Bosa, the same thing with Ayuk, is the Niners didn't get out ahead of this. They wait too long. And this is the second year in a row they're getting burned. You know, I didn't think that Bosa deserved as much money as Aaron Donald. You know, and he got $3 million more than Aaron Donald got. Aaron Donald did this for how many years? He was defensive player 3 times, you know? And so, you know, they're letting these, you know, they wait too late, and then these guys are holding them hostage. But I'll tell you what, as far as Trent Williams goes, I've been saying this all along about Kyle Shanahan, for as much as he loves to run the ball, and how you need to, the most important position is quarterback. The second most important position is your offensive line. Why has he not been drafting offensive linemen? Now he's stuck with Trent Williams.
That's a good point.
No, that's a great point.
Nobody to fill in.
Yeah. Thanks, Dennis. Well, they got Jalen Moore, who I like.
Well, he's shown a lot more. Hey, how about this? While you were gone, we don't know where you went. Evan and I were talking. I got to be careful here. I was reading Kawakami's mailbag, or I believe something he posted on Twitter. This bothers me. So the Niners are feeling butthurt because they gave Bosa too much and don't want to have that happen in any other negotiations? Well, shame on you for letting Bosa take all the pie, if that's true. If that guy took you to the cleaners, and you guys got took to the cleaners to the point of, oh, we can't pay Steiny or Evan or what they, like, that bothers me. And I'm not even mad at Bosa. Shame on the Niners for letting them take all of it and thinking there was going to be no repercussions.
Your greatest strength is your biggest weakness. One of the things the 49ers have going for them is that Brock Purdy makes $1 million. It's one of the reasons that it's so incredible that he's here. They also know that in a year or two, he's going to probably make $50 million. And that is going to impact the rest of the team. I mean, I think I could make a case that Brock Purdy's contract extension will have more ripple effects throughout the 49ers than any other signing in football history, because he's not going from 18 million to 50 or 12 to 50. He's going from 1 million to maybe 50. And so I think that is going to have a monster ripple effect that the team is aware of.
But, okay, I'm not, damn, one defeat. But the bottom line is you still have to build your team the same way.
No, you can't.
You're going shopping with less money.
Guru.
You got to hit the draft. It's more imperative now that you hit on the draft pit. No, I guess what I'm saying, Stanley, nothing changes.
Guru, you cannot build the team the same way around a $1 million quarterback and a $50 million
quarterback. And that's what I'm saying. Okay. You got less resources.
Thank you.
But the game is still the same.
But it's not the same because you have to sacrifice in other areas.
And you got to hit in the draft. And drafting guys that have an injury history when you need offensive line help, to that caller's point, those are head scratchers. But you know what? You got the luxury to do it because you got the hell of a roster. But if you're right, saying to you is you got to shut.
Why
you
do you think they have a hell of a roster? One of the reasons they have a hell of a roster is because they're not paying their quarterback. The minute they pay their quarterback, they're not going to have roster.
Right. And you got to hit on a lot of other different things, starting with the draft, Steiny.
Okay.
That, you know, if he gets his money.
That's okay. I'm just telling you that.
And the caller mentioned Patrick Mahomes, who took allegedly a team-friendly discount so they could spend other places. Do you think Brock's doing anything like that if he turns in a big year and he has the power to do it? I wouldn't.
I don't know. I just know that everybody in that locker room knows Purdy's getting paid. Let's go to JC real quick in San Francisco. Hey, JC, what's going on, buddy?
JC,
San Francisco. Now you hate to see it.
JC stands for...
I can keep going if you want, but I'm
just
not.
Called.
Yeah, I
You been lifting?
No, I haven't been lifting.
Well, you said you were yesterday.
It would be like if Mike Dunleavy came out a year and a half ago and said, let me tell you something, Jonathan Kuminga is going to get paid. He's going to reset the market.
All right.
Okay. How do you think that would make Draymond Green feel?
Well, that depends. Is Draymond in his second year of his 4-400?
Well, what I'm getting at, Guru, is when the Warriors paid Wiggins and Poole, it did not sit well with Clay and Draymond.
All right,
and what I'm telling you is I think there's a similarity between Jed York telling the world that a guy who's only been here a year and a half is definitely getting paid, and maybe that push Trent and Christian McCaffrey just a little closer to, you know what, now I got to get mine right now because there's not going to be any next year. All right, we got the crossover coming up on the other side, and it's obviously presented by Fremont Bank. They're among our favorites. I'd say they're top three. Celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises, segment was also brought to you by Floor & Decor.